Hello friends, we have come to the concluding chapter of HRM. It's titled as Human Resources Information System. A very recent trend in the HRM process, Human Resources Information System has come to stay with global businesses thriving. It has a lot of advantages. Now, let us try and explore what is HRIS. First and foremost, the objectives of this particular module would be, what is HRIS, Human Resources Information System, the various HR areas benefited by the system, the process of implementing HRIS in an organization, and the importance or the significance of having an HRIS. The structure of the session will be almost following the same path. Human Resources Information System will be covering first. Then we'll be talking about the areas of HR benefited by the HRIS, the process of implementing HRIS in an organization, that is steps, the importance or the significance of HRIS, and we'll be talking about the related reading and summary. Now, before I take you to this journey, friends, all of you must have heard this term called MIS, Management Information Systems, right? Now, MIS, at one point of time, used to be manually generated. What is MIS? MIS is nothing but, it is a data, the information, up-to-date information that is needed at the table of the management team at the top, so that they are able to take decisions. Now, when I say top means, it's not only board of directors, it's not only vice presidents. Any person who wants to take a decision needs the data on the table, the information on the table, up-to-date information. Today, information is required on a minute-to-minute basis. Now, this information at one point of time used to be generated manually. You can imagine how information that is produced manually will be time-consuming. And by the time the information is created and handed over to the concerned user department, it becomes redundant, it becomes outdated. But that is the way MIS started. MIS used to be manual, and the various departments used to give the information to the top management for taking crucial strategic decisions. So every department, marketing used to give its information to the top management. Then we had HR giving information to the top management. We had the finance giving information to the top management. Information which is given in a form in which decisions can be taken. So, this used to be done manually. That is the first starting point of understanding how HRIS has arrived. Then what happened? We had the advent of computers. When computers came in, the generation of this MIS became easier, faster. But what used to happen? We used to have standalone computers or mainframes, as they used to be called those days. IBM 1401 mainframe computers. And these computers used to generate the type of data that was required for any user department. Now, every department, instead of doing it manually, they were generating it on the computer. So, it was faster. Now, this data used to come from different departments. And each department has got its own challenges of working. And when every department has got a challenge of working, the rate at which the information comes is also different. For example, it is possible that operations may give their MIS, which is computer generated, may be faster than the marketing department. So what used to happen? The information coming to the management table had speeded up. But there was a likelihood that the information came at different paces. Operation information came on Monday morning, then the marketing information might have come on Monday evening. Maybe the finance information would have come on the table on, say, Tuesday evening. So, there was a certain amount of delay. Now, obviously, there was a need to have two things. One is timely information of all the departments coming together with minimum lag between departments. At the same time, we had to have information which was coming fast, accurate information, speedy, accurate to come on the management table so that they are able to take quick decisions. If an organization takes quick decisions based on accurate data, data which comes on time, even before time compared to the competitor, what happens to the company? The company goes ahead. Now, all this costs money, resources, time, manpower, designing the whole system, etc. So, obviously, there is a cost involved. It remains a cost if we do not know how to encash on it. When we encash on it, it becomes an investment. Now, the third stage was the advent of what is popularly called as Enterprise Resources Planning, ERP. Now, when ERP came, what happened? To put it in very simple layman's term, all the various departments which were having their own MIS generated through IT-enabled processes, they all got linked with each other. They got linked with each other. So, the marketing information got linked with the production information. The production got linked with the HR. HR got linked to the finance and so on. So, there was a common bridge. And through the bridge, we were getting the information at the management team's table. And that was satellite linked. It was multi-locational. If I had plants in three or four different cities or three or four different locations in the country, I was able to get it through satellite linking. So, MIS became real-time. When I say real-time, what does it mean? It means MIS which came to my table was fresh, factory fresh, oven fresh as I call it. It was absolutely latest relevant data on which I could act upon. In business, as we know, information has to be up to date. If I get some information about a product demand in the market which is say 1 month old, I cannot take a decision based on that. I need information which is as new as even yesterday. Now, to enable speedy dissemination of information, collection, dissemination of information, we come across satellite-based information system, which is called as ERP, Enterprise Resources Planning. Now, every department is wired, and any information which is put in one department's server, it goes to the management team. In other words, there is no need to consolidate things. Everything is on real-time basis. Whoever generates report, automatically the report goes to the management team or anybody who wants to use it. This is MIS. Now, what is this MIS? Is obviously coming from different departments. Production. Okay? It's coming from operations. It is coming for quality control. So, different people are generating this MIS. Now, that part of the MIS, which is coming from human resources department, about human resources, information about HR, the resources in the organization, is termed as HRIS. Okay, friends. Now, with that, I would like to take you further and let's get on to the very first discussion. HR department of any organization now enjoys a very central role in formulating company policies and also in streamlining business processes. Okay. There was a time when HR used to be seen as a backup department. They were just there. If I needed people, I just got to tell them and they used to get it. They were more like an extension of an admin function. Even today, many organizations consider HR as a add-on. It's not a very crucial part of the decision-making process of the company. There is a term called strategic HRM. When we say an HR department is strategic, it means that they have a say in the matter. Say in which matter? In the matter of top line, bottom line achievement of the company. They can have an influence with the top management when they have the management meeting every quarter, every month. That look, if this manpower is not given, we will have a problem. They can put their foot down. That much amount of power should be given to the HR department by the top management. Very good progressive companies do that, wherein an HR department could reverse certain plans which the other profit centers might generate. The HR should be given that type of a status. When the HR is given that type of a status, then what happens is it plays a very critical central role. And today in progressive organizations, HR is playing a very important role. A role which is one of an enabler, and in that enabling, they have to keep their top management sensitive about what is required in terms of HR and what is to be done with the HR, and they must also quantify HR efforts and results into the profits of the company. Now, this is a very important, crucial role. So, many HR people, a trainer like me, for example, when I go for a training in an organization, leadership training or any other level of training, it is expected from the management that I tangibilize my training into a return on investment. Into a return on investment. So, there is an accountability for HR so that they are able to quantify human efforts into profits which are tangible. Now, this process is going on and some people are doing it pretty well. Some people are still learning the process and it's a evolution that's going on right now. Suffice it to say, HR is playing a very crucial role today in most of the progressive companies. And when HR plays a crucial role, there are a lot of beautiful things that happen. One, we have the right person coming for the right job. The cultural drivenness is proper. And people who come in are made to feel comfortable. There's a lot of employee engagement. Now, when these things happen, the company grows, its morale goes up, and they become more competitive than others. They stay ahead of the competition. Now, this is a thing that an organization needs to see from a broader angle. Many of them don't do it. And they take short-term tactical decisions of hiring people as and when. HR is just seen as an agency which does a postman's job, if I can use the term. And as a result, what happens? We find that people keep complaining, we are not getting good people, we are not getting good people. We have got good people. The company culture has to give the importance to the people who are going to be working. They must have a type of a culture which is supporting the importance of the HR role, the HR department's role. It's very essential. Now, having said this, to make HR department more effective and efficient, new technologies are now being introduced on a regular basis to make things simpler and modernized. Every aspect of life has been touched by technology. The home, the organization where we work, the shop floor. I started my career as a production engineer years back, more than 20 years back. And that point of time, whatever was production is no more production today. The shop floor has become highly mechanized. Technology has touched it. Everywhere, you take the table work which we are doing. We used to do manual work once upon a time. Take the finance people. Take the quality control. Take any aspect of life. Take the home for that matter. The social life. And also the communication which we are having today. We used to have the old phones, land phones, MTNL in Mumbai and Delhi. And then it evolved into other types of cordless phones, cell phones. Today we are having all different types of phone. In short, technology is touching every aspect of life. And in an organization, HR is also touched by technology. Now, how does it happen? Let's proceed and understand. One such latest technology is HRIS, Human Resources Information System. I have already given you an introduction about what is HRIS, and I'll take it further. This integrated HRIS is designed to provide information used in HR decision making, such as administration, payroll, recruiting, training and performance analysis. Just a few have been named. Now, what you could do is, friends, you could go through the entire HR processes. HR processes start from manpower planning, recruitment selection, job analysis. So, everything from start to finish, from the time the manpower planning is done till the separation process takes place, each of these have been made into, incorporated into the HRIS package. It's a comprehensive software generated by a software company with all experts sitting down, understanding the whole thing, analyzing what exactly is required for a specific company. And then this software is tested and then it is put onto use. And it is multi-locational. Any human resource who's working in the organization, his snapshot is given, his photograph, the employee name, the employee number, his background, everything is given on a real-time basis. An employee gets promoted, immediately the data is filled in, so then it becomes real time. An employee is getting transferred, it is put in. An employee is getting relocated to another location, it is immediately put. So on a real time basis, the personal details of every employee is updated. Okay. So we are handling administration using HRIS, we are handling payroll using HRIS, we are handling recruiting using HRIS, training, induction, orientation, performance analysis and performance appraisal. We are also, employee welfare measures are also we are using in HRIS through HRIS. So in short, it has touched every aspect of HRIS, of human resources management. HRIS merges HRM with information technology to simplify decision making process. If you want to write an equation, you can say that HRIS is equal to HRM plus IT. HRIS is equal to HRM plus IT, an easy way to remember. Not just IT, IT which is into bracket satellite linked. Satellite linked, very simple. Okay. Now, how does it facilitate payroll? HRIS automates the entire payroll process by gathering and updating employee payroll data on a regular basis. Now, this can be done on a standalone without satellite linking. That's not HRIS. It's done in location A, location B, location C, different geographical locations spread out in the country. And all these are processed on the computer, on the server. It also gathers data on employee attendance, calculating various deductions and taxes and salaries, generating paychecks and handling employee tax reports. Everything about an employee to do with the pay. His basic, his DA, gratuity, the statutory deductions which are required, provident fund, everything is automatically put in. And when it is put in, it's very easy. There is no manual error. Earlier on, what used to happen? There were manual errors because of calculators. And then some people used to get wrong salaries. There used to be a lot of conflicts. Intentions were doubted once upon a time. Today, things are all clear. So the payrolls are getting generated by the HRIS system. It's a 24/7 accurate and simple system. 24/7 it can be updated. It does not require a separate department. The user himself, suppose I am the HOD of marketing and my boys are going through various changes and there's a payroll, you know, increments are going on and some people have got incentives, some people have got other types of, increase in their emoluments, then all that automatically we can update it in our department itself. Right? So in other words, we are not depending on a separate department which actually updates all the data. It is done on by the various user department with their own servers. Right? Now, time labor management and HRIS. How does time labor management, how is it facilitated through HRIS? With HRIS, it is possible for HR to apply new technologies to effectively gather and appraise employee time and work information. How many hours are you working? Today we know about biometrics, right? So when we join a when we enter the office, earlier on we used to have the time punching. There was a clock and we used to do the physical punching. And the clock used to, there was a printer that printed the time when I entered the company. Then came the swipe cards, the magnetic swipe cards, which look like credit cards. Now the swipe cards are getting replaced by biometrics. You know, you put your thumb there and then it starts registering the time when you come, so that there is no fraud also. So if I am coming, it's only my thumb mark that's recorded as a template, and that is measured and that is calibrated, that is compared. And so they know that Mr. Iyer has come, nobody else has come. So this HRIS is a biometric which we are putting. The biometric is a type of entry point attendance which I'm registering with the organization, with the computer. Now, just an example I've given you. Now, the biometrics can be comprehensively done in the whole organization. So when X enters, we know when he has entered. When X is leaving, he again puts in his thumb on the biometric dial that machine, and then they know when he has entered, when he has gone. Now, if he enters and goes and doesn't put the thing, then he is into trouble. So what are we doing? We are actually monitoring the employee, how many hours he is in the office, how much of work he is doing. When he goes for lunch break, probably the company may have a policy that you have to put your biometric. In some companies, there may not be a policy. Again, it depends upon the company's policy. So the employee time and the work information is recorded through the HRIS. Then HR can also now easily track whether employee's performance is to full potential, and if not, what improvements can be arranged. you're working on your workplace, and in the workplace you spend 7 hours, and your output is only 10% or 15% of what is expected, then we can try to push you into higher performance. So the time and the output that are given is related. So that's what we are doing in time labor management. Okay, taking it further, employee benefits and HRIS. So how HRIS enables employee benefits to be made easier, to be processed easier. Employee benefits are strong motivators, and HRIS allows HR to know which benefits are used by the employees and how. Benefits are those add-ons which companies give, part of the employee welfare, part of the free, part of the things which the company wants to give because it cares for its employees, part of the things that actually make the employees stretch himself. These benefits can be monetary or non-monetary. Now, who is getting what benefits, where and what, is not a mystery anymore. It is there in the HRIS system. So if you go there with the password of the employee, and you can just see that this is the benefit this employee gets, is eligible for. A free holiday every 1 year, or maybe every 6 months he takes his family out for a dinner or something. Some benefits which are there, it is very clear cut. There is no ambiguity. Remember one thing, HRIS cannot be implemented in a company whose culture is very shady. Sometimes the top company, in fact many companies do not have HRIS because the top management is not very clear. They are not having integrity. They are not very ethical. This requires ethical thinking and behavior at the top. Very important. Transparency. And if that's not there, we have a problem. Each employee is profiting from them. How does he profit? Whenever benefits are given to him, he is motivated, and with the motivation he works harder, and then he is getting able to get more and more benefits. This data used by HR to decide which benefits are effective and accordingly revise the basket of the benefits offered. So I know, suppose I punch in and I know there is a person by name Sachin, and Sachin is into a certain type of a benefits, and Sachin is due for promotion. I could upgrade him, I can monitor him sitting in my office. So I'll come to know, okay, now the next benefit he is eligible for is this. So when the appraisal comes, I know which benefit to give. I don't have to go and search the manuals and do all those acrobatics which used to be done once upon a time. There was a lot of ambiguity those days when it was manual. Okay, now it's not so. It's pretty clear. Next, we talk about training and HRIS. How HRIS has helped training process. HRIS tracks training provided against the training needs of the employees. Data is provided on types of training, its duration and employee attendance. Every person has to go through certain X hours of training in a company. In good companies, they have a system by which every employee has to go through some X hours of training in a year. So let's say that you need to go for 60 hours of training, and at your level, they have identified that you need to get trained in, say, 5 areas. So that 60 hours and 5 areas, you're given the choice to choose the day and the time and the trainer with under whom you can get trained. Some companies have got this facility. So as say 3 or 4 months are over and I go through your HRIS data, then I come to know that out of 60 hours you have only done 5 hours of training or 4 hours of training. So I get to know that so much of training needs to be further done by you. I just give you a signal, look, so out of 60 hours you have only clocked 5 hours or maybe 6 hours. So take it further. So I'm giving you timely feedback, timely sensitization, so that you remember that you need to go through the training which you're eligible to do, which you're required to do at the position at which you're located. Okay. This data is of use to HR to design training programs and assess their efficacy. Say for example, a person is required to go through a certain training program and the training is happened. After the training is over, there is a evaluation of the training. And we also need to know whether the person who has gone through the training has really learned change behavior and also change performance. So once that is known, we could decide whether we need the same training to be compounded, taken further, or we need to stop the training and give him some other training. Ultimately, what do we require from the employee? We want him to become better and better so that he contributes to the company. Last year, I must have gone through a training on team building. This year, I may have to go through training on, say, problem solving and decision making. So, looking at the type of training calendar which the employee is subjected to, and looking at the progress that he is going through, it's easy for us to design training programs to suit his requirements and, in the macro picture, the requirements of the whole organization. Right? performance appraisal in HRIS. This is very, very, it's very, very useful in performance appraisal. Most of the performance appraisal takes place even before you meet the employee. It's so easy because every day I'm getting data. So even before I meet him, even before the employee fills up his performance appraisal form, I have a fairly good idea about where he's progressing. And he also has a fairly good idea as to where he's progressing. Both of us. So when the form comes to him, even before the form comes to him, if the employee is monitoring his own page in the HRIS, then he'll be able to make changes faster. Right? So HRIS is used in companies to track performance of an employee. The key performance objectives indicators are entered in the system along with the employee at the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the year, you are given targets, you are given certain KRAs, key result areas, key performance actions to be taken. Now those are all clearly spelled out, and then they are monitored on a periodic basis, 15 days, 1 month, quarterly, etc. And when this monitoring is going on, what happens? I'm doing a performance appraisal about you. Now this performance appraisal can become online also, which means you are sitting in your office, I am your appraiser, and then I can appraise you online. We can do a con call also, conference call with you, me and the top management. So it becomes easier. The face-to-face interaction need not happen if you are in a different location. You are in Baroda and I am in Bombay. So I can do the performance appraisal sitting here and we can have a con call, maybe a video call for all we know, right? At the end of the year, the actual performance feedback is shared with the employees face-to-face and key discussions. So when I have an HRIS system in place, my performance appraisal becomes, it can become periodic, frequent. Now the psychological aspect of it is beautiful. To my understanding as a trainer, you see, when I am getting feedback from my senior every month, every quarter, frequency of the feedback is more, I get sensitized faster into action. Unlike getting a feedback once in 6 months, for 6 months there's a total silence, there's no feedback given, and suddenly the half yearly appraisal takes place, and then suddenly I realize, oh my god, shocking things are told to me. There's a lack of communication. When the communication is frequent, when the communication is frequent between A and B, there is always an excellent likelihood of the formal communication becoming informal. I'll repeat. Between A and B, if there's a communication that happens only once in 6 months or once a year on a crucial matter like performance appraisal, what happens is it becomes formal. And you come out with surprises. Assumptions take place on both sides. Instead, the company culture has got a system by which people are able to talk to each other. Supervisor and subordinate are able to talk to each other on a frequent basis. All of you will agree that when we frequently talk to each other, even in a formal setting like an office, our formality gets converted into informality. And when we both become informal, what happens? When I'm giving you feedback that your performance is going down and I keep talking to you often, there's a lot of give and take and exchange. So it becomes easier for you to fine-tune and calibrate your performance. Now this is possible when it's technology enabled, when we have an HRIS system. Or even for that matter, when the HRIS is not there, the individual has to take his initiative, the supervisor, and keep in touch with the employee quite frequently, like we have it in the MBO process. It's important that we are in touch. Okay, that's about performance appraisal, but here we are talking about HRIS in performance appraisal. So HRIS becomes an enabler. Leverage it gives you in making the performance appraisal much, much effective. The human elements are the only thing that need to be tackled. Other things are taken care of. Everything is there in black and white, so you know who's performed, who's not performed, at what level they are standing. Accordingly, the performance appraisal dialogue can proceed. Compliance and HR. Now, what is compliance? Compliance is a lot of things to be done with the security of the company, the confidentiality of the information which you are going through, okay, and every organization has got its classified information which is not to be given out, and the higher you go, and there are certain security things which you are supposed to do as a legitimate employee of the company. You have a position of legitimacy when you join the company, right, and you are supposed to be following those rules and duties and obligations which are a part of the security of the whole company, right. So, companies which are prone to security risks have to abide by prescribed compliance rules. These rules require that all employees have to undergo certain tests as well as agree to certain guidelines. Right? Now, when you are working in a sensitive area, let's say in IT, an IT organization, wherein you're dealing with a lot of competition outside on the same project on which you're doing. Now, it's possible that some crucial program that you're writing, some coding that you're doing, might get leaked out to someone else. I'm giving an example, okay? It may not be an accurate example for IT people who are listening to me, right? Now, the point is, when something crucial, which is confidential to my company, is susceptible to get leaked outside, then that's a place, that's one area which has to be focused under compliance, right? Now, the employees, before they join, they go through some compliance tests. When they are working also, we have got to be ensuring that they are not doing something which is wayward. So there's a vigilance that takes care of it. We do not know who are the vigilance people in many companies, but they are there. Okay, they monitor it. And for this purpose, HRIS is used. It is also used to train employees in compliance rules. There are certain rules which we are supposed to follow for certain things. Signing a contract, a major IT contract with a company. The IT contract may run to say millions. So when you're doing that, there is a certain procedural way of doing it. Certain compliances are important. Legal obligations on both sides. Now this is something the employees may not be familiar with, because that's legal area. But I as a marketing person, I as a project manager or a project director, I need to know that. So HRIS helps me to identify it, and this actually helps me to make the thing happen. One is about the individual and his work. Second is about the individual in his capacity to take care of the organization's work with the client. So there are a lot of legal issues in this, which one has to be very clear about. HRIS helps us to do that. Employees self-service. Okay, that's the other area. HRIS allows employees to query all HR related data and update their personal data regarding education, address and marital status and other details also. Now you as an employee, when you have an HRIS system in your company, can safely update your own, you are entitled to update your own records. Okay, and these records have to be done, and you also can check out various things which you want to do. There is a personal control. Unlike the earlier days where we did not know what was going on, and things were kept so confidential that you did not know what you have done and how they have recorded it. That was one issue those days, right?